sports gambling distractions for April 26th. Let's get right to it. I bullshit a little too much on here, so sorry about that. Baseball. First game that popped up was Ross Stripling. Really bad on Oakland against Baltimore's Corbin Burns, who's awesome, but that line is gigantic at minus 280 and minus 130, even if you're taking a run and a half, so I'm not touching that one. Dodgers versus Blue Jays. Love the Blue Jays here. Also, 60-40 they are on ESPN Analytics with Chris Bassitt going, who has not only pitched well this year, actually not great, 3.90, but his whip sucks. Still, he dominates the Toronto lineup. Absolutely domination. Ohtani 5 for 25, Betts 2 for 13, Freeman 2 for 8, Smith 1 for 8, Muncy 1 for 6, Lux 1 for 7. Gavin Stone is going against Toronto. He has a 6 ERA, a 1.78 whip. Doesn't look good. He hasn't seen anyone on this team except Justin Turner, who is 1 for 2 with a home run against him. Toronto are underdogs. No idea why. Cubs versus Boston. The only thing I would touch here is a no-run first inning. Maybe the under, even though it's 7.5. But these are two of the best pitchers in baseball in the early part of the season. Shota Imanaga and Cutter Crawford combined 4-0. Imanaga, 0.84 ERA, 0.75 whip. Crawford, 0.66 ERA, 0.99 whip. And that's 21 innings and 27 innings, respectively. So it's not like they barely pitched. Staying away from that game. Absolutely love the Mets. I think the line is broken. It should be, well, whatever. It's plus 160 if you take the Mets with a run and a half. They're facing Miles Mikolas. No, I'm not sorry. I shouldn't even know his first name. That's how bad he is. 6.49 ERA, 1.52 whip. He's bad. Mets have Joey Butto or Budo. I don't know. I like Butto. Lindor is 4 for 11 against Mikolas. McNeil, 8 for 14 against Mikolas. All right, so you might want to take a shot with McNeil today on some kind of thing. Okay, hang on. I had another game pulled up here. Athletics, no, not that one, not that one. Okay, Washington. Well, those are the games I really paid attention to. Now I'm just going to start skimming through. Washington, Miami. Miami has someone named Anthony Maldonado pitching today. Don't know who the hell that is, but Trevor Williams, who is 2-0, 2.91, 0.97. This Miami lineup owns the dude, except for Chisholm. Arias, 7 for 16 with a homer. De La Cruz, 5 for 15 with two homers. Sanchez, 4 for 13 with two homers. Anderson, 3 for 9 with a homer. Chisholm is 1 for 10. Also, Bell is 3 for 16, but with a homer. So, if you're going to take a shot on Miami, maybe it's today, but they're favorites. I never like Miami as favorites. They are 62-38 on ESPN Analytics. Cleveland, Atlanta. Okay, I think I actually bet on this game already, and I took Cleveland with the DraftKings. They have a thing where if you go up by two runs, you win the game. You win the bet. So Chris Sale, 4.38. Not good. 1.05. Very good. But he's Chris Sale. I've been watching this guy for years. He was on the Red Sox, and you don't know what the hell you're going to get. He might get injured in the first inning or some shit. I mean, I really hope this doesn't happen. I don't want injuries or anything. But the guy's, you know, who the hell knows with him? Jose Ramirez, 8 for 27 against him. Kwan, 1 for 3. He hasn't really seen anyone else. And Logan Allen is pitching for the Guardians. Now, I like just hoping that Sale gets fucked up in the first inning here. Cleveland is plus 220 money line, so it's like, what, over 3-1. If you take Cleveland, they get lucky, score two runs. Maybe even they win the game. Sale has a bad game. I mean, he's got a 4.38 ERA, even though his whip is really good. And Tampa Bay White Sox. Eflin versus Flexen. Oof. Great pitcher versus terrible pitcher. You can't win money, even taking the run line of 1.5 for Tampa. So I would say screw that game. The over and under is 7.5. I don't like that either. Angels versus Minnesota. Okay, here's one I like, and so does ESPN. This is 50-50. This is a perfect example of a 50-50 game, which I call in my head when I just look at teams and I look at the pitchers and I'm like, okay, this is a coin flip game, you know, 50-50, either team can win. So Minnesota is slight underdogs, and they have Bailey Ober going, who is not great. Is that a rough? Sorry, I don't want that. He's not great, 4.91, very good whip, 1.15, and I mentioned this dude last week. I think he's going to get a lot better as the season goes on. Look at the back of people's baseball card kind of thing. Patrick Sandoval, same kind of deal. He sucks. 6.75 ERA, 1.83 whip. Just checking over fast last year. 3.43, 1.07. The year before, 3.21, 1.05. So, yeah, Ober's going to be fine. And I like them big time as underdogs today. Maybe even do that win early thing with them instead. And not many other games I'm going to look at. I don't like a few of them. The Phillies and... Okay, I don't get this one. I looked at this one earlier. I feel like it's... Something's broken here, so I'm not taking the game. Aaron Nola, who's been great, 3.16, 1.09, against Joe Musgrove, who's terrible, 5.74, 1.53. Philly are very small favorites, but ESPN has it 58-42 in favor of San Diego. I don't know why. San Diego's 6-8 at home, 14-14. Phillies are 16-10. I think that obviously the better team, and they're going to be all year. Very good lineup. Nola's a very good pitcher. I don't know what the hell this game's about. So, I would like the Phillies is plus 150 with the run line. So I'm probably going to take them, but I feel like this is a trap game and I'm missing whatever the hell the trap is, which I guess makes it a trap game. Arizona, Seattle, Zach Gallen versus Emerson Hancock. I like today. There's a lot of bad pitchers going against good pitchers and lineups. And I like Arizona a lot here. The over and under is 7.5 again. Really, I really like doing this team's going to win and the under, but a lot of low unders, which scare me. I don't touch 7.5. 8.5, sure. 9.5, definitely. I mean, certain teams, but 7.5s usually scare me. Last one, Pittsburgh, San Francisco, Priester versus Harrison. 150, minus 150, San Fran. Get plus 140 with the money. I don't know. I don't like that game. Next and last, the Yankees at the Brewers. The Yankees are favored, small favored, plus 110 from Milwaukee. I like Milwaukee here. They have Colin Rhea going. Rhea, whatever, 2.08, 1.29 against Lewis Gill, who's pitched well, but I don't know this dude's deal. I'm pretty sure Rhea is a legit starter, or I don't know, I've seen the dude, I know him. Let's see. Lewis Gill has pitched 4 times this year, pitched once, started once in 2022, and 6 times in 2021. So, yeah, 25 years old. See, I don't know if it's just like a young dude who's growing or he's not that good. And I guess we'll find out, but I would say go against the Yankees here. And now, just going to quickly throw out basketball because, again, I hate it. It's so goddamn hard. Today, Milwaukee are big underdogs. I don't know why, but I'm not touching that one. The Clippers against Dallas. The Clippers. Dallas is minus 4.5. Again, I mean, I think the Clippers are the better team. Kawhi is a game-time decision, but he played the last game, so... he was present for morning shoot-around, so I like that. Yeah, I think the only game I would touch is taking a shot with them, other than my daily SGP, which today I use it on Indiana. Whatever, nobody cares about that. Suns, Timberwolves. Timberwolves won the first game by 25, the next game by 8. They are 53-47 and minus 4.5 tonight. I mentioned yesterday that that the Knicks, I think, would be the team, or one of the two teams that would sweep, and I was totally fucking wrong, as they got their ass kicked. And I don't know. I'm going to say it again. Whatever. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. I like Minnesota. Plus 180. And now, lastly, but not leastly, because I love hockey, but it's, again, playoff hockey is kind of terrifying for me. I barely watch it. That's how much it fucks with my nerves. And I'm a little afraid about the Rangers tonight. They won 4-3 last game in a bit of a scary game. I've been telling everyone for a long time, Charlie Lindgren's a damn good goalie. He has a 2.67 goals against all year. Shesterkin is 2.58, and that's Shesterkin. So, he does scare me. I'm not touching him tonight. But go Rangers. Vancouver, Nashville. This is 1-1 this series, and the first game in Nashville. This is an interesting one. Nashville is small favorites. I like Vancouver. Over-under is 5.5. That's too low for hockey for me. Not touching that. But I like Vancouver money line or... See, I usually don't take money lines. I usually go with the 60-minute line because what percentage of games go to overtime? And it's like, whatever. I'll take the loss if it goes to overtime. Next up, Winnipeg, Colorado. Winnipeg won the first game 7-6. Colorado won the next game 5-2. Now Colorado's at home where they are much better. But, again, I cannot bet on Georgiev. He's terrible. He had one good game. I could totally see him giving up 1,000 more goals the next game. Sorry, I just want to make sure I'm right about that. And they did not switch Georgiev from the last game. And he actually did get that win. And, yes, he did. 28 of 30 goals. 28 of 30 shots he stopped. So, all right. Okay. Still not betting. Still I'm betting against him. I just don't trust the dude. He's had terrible fucking numbers for like 3-4 weeks or something. Kings Edmonton. Kings at home. Kings won the last game in overtime. I thought it was surprising. I think Edmonton's the better team, but it's playoff hockey. Who the hell knows? Their goalies are similar. Skinner 2.62. Talbot 2.50. I am going to go with the Kings as the underdogs here. Maybe even a 60-minute line thing, which would probably put them at like maybe plus 200 or something. And that's it for today. See you tomorrow. No, I won't see you tomorrow, but you can hear me tomorrow.